Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Will the next monarch be King George? No, not the cute little boy named George, but the old man you know as Charles. The Mirror points out there have only been two kings with the name Charles, but the name didn't go so well for either king. Charles I is best remembered for being overthrown by Oliver Cromwell after his defeat at the English Civil War in 1645. The king was imprisoned by Cromwell and was beheaded outside the Palace of Whitehall in 1649. Charles I's son, Charles II, was brought back from exile when the monarchy was restored in 1660 and was very popular. But his reign was considered as equally as unlucky as his father's because he was unable to have a legitimate heir, and both the Great Plague in 1665 and the Great Fire of London in 1666 took place during his time on the throne. Several famous monarchs have previously chosen to take a different regal name to their real name. Queen Victoria was born as Princess Alexandrina, but took the name Victoria as it was thought Alexandrina sounded too foreign to be the name of a British queen. And Queen Elizabeth's father, King George VI, was actually born as Prince Albert Frederick Arthur George. Michelle Obama was reportedly alarmed by Meghan Markle's attitude during their first meeting at a book event in 2018, according to Tom Bauer's new book, Bauer Writes. Meghan spotted an opportunity after Michelle Obama arrived in London to promote her best-selling autobiography. Having secured tickets to hear the former First Lady make her inspirational speech in the Royal Festival Hall on the 3rd of December 2018, she went backstage afterwards to meet her hero. Determined to fashion a special relationship, Meghan also arranged that they could meet again for dinner at George Clooney's house near Windsor. As an idol to be emulated, Michelle Obama was also a good source of advice and consolation for Meghan. However, according to Bauer, Meghan misunderestimated one thing. Bauer writes, "The Duchess appeared not to have appreciated how much the Obamas admired the Queen." Meghan's attitude alarmed Michelle. Her advice to Meghan was delivered in public. "Take some time," Obama said in an interview, "and don't be in a hurry to do anything. Like me, Meghan probably never dreamt she'd have a life like this. No deal, the pressure you can feel sometimes feels like a lot. What I'd say is there's so much opportunity to do good with a platform like that, and I think Meghan can maximize her impact for others, as well as her own happiness, if she's doing something that resonates with her personally." We may have the next storyline in our never-ending soap opera. Marie Claire reports Beatrice and Eugenie are struggling to remain cordial with the Cambridges. This, like many things, comes back to Prince Andrew. Commentator Neil Shawn says Charles and William's opposition to Andrew's reintegration into public life doesn't sit well with his daughters Beatrice and Eugenie. One wonders if this is a reason the sisters seem to be on Team Sussex. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal author Duncan Larcombe thinks Harry and Meghan may not care about Bauer's book at all, telling OK Magazine, "I'm beginning to think they are almost impervious to criticism. Any criticism and they just play the victim, so it's like, oh, poor us, these horrible people." And from the Birmingham Mail, the headline, "Ex-stripper selling band she claims Prince Harry gave her at infamous Las Vegas pool party." Carrie Reichert says, "Harry handed her his black undies a decade ago before he met Meghan." Prince Harry's partying in Las Vegas a decade ago hit the headlines as the Duke of Sussex was reported to strip down to his crown jewels in Sin City. Ex-stripper Carrie Reichert claims she was there that infamous wild night and that Prince Harry handed her his black undies. British-born Carrie is now selling the raunchy keepsake she claims belonged to the prince. She is also auctioning the dress and swimsuit she wore at the time and reckons they could sell for up to £800,000. Carrie claimed Harry belted out the Michael Jackson hit Beat It with just a glove to cover his modesty. The former stripper, who used to earn £4,000 a time humiliating punters as dominatrix Lady Dominique, added that Harry handed her his pants as she left the bash. Now known as Carrie Royale, she moans that the old, fun Harry has become a bore as he's aged and become a dad and married Meghan Markle. "It's a shame he's also bow-faced and serious these days," said Carrie's representative. "Even as a married dad of two, he should still let his hair down now and again. What's left of it, anyway. Harry has become such a bore, it's a real shame. When he partied in Vegas, everyone loved him and his sense of fun. At least these pants are a reminder of what he used to be like, when Harry was the fun prince." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favourite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.